Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm from Detroit. I got, hey, man, just know. Ooh, I got to show y'all some of the new videos I shot. Y'all ain't seen the new shit?
What new shit?
Man.
Don't show it on here because we already have to cut that part out. Just show us after.
But we could keep your gold, too. We can keep that in the thing, but we can't show no blickies. Blickies!
I don't want anything to be effective monetization-wise. I don't want to have no meetings with nobody. I'm like, yo, why'd you allow
All right, fuck it. All right.
We'll talk. We'll show it after we stop recording. We'll stop recording and then. Okay.
What up, y'all?
What it do?
What up,
y'all? Look fresh.
Huh?
Man. Y'all all look real fresh today.
You look like you just got out the shower.
I did.
You look clean as hell.
Thank you. I literally just came from the gym and I was timed it wrong.
What you be doing at the gym? Deadlifts?
No, I got a trainer now, so we do circuit training. So, trying to have the best body I've ever had. So,
I think the best body you ever had was probably when you was like 8, but okay.
8?
Ew.
Yeah. No, for like endurance, speed, like not needing any sleep, can eat what you want. Like, I'm not talking about anything sexual, but I'm saying like the best you've ever felt is probably like when you were 8 or 9 years old. After that, I think shit just kind of went downhill for everybody.
That's so, never mind.
I feel like you were fast. Think about how fast you were. Think about what you could eat.
Say 11 then, not 8.
I would say like preteen years because your legs are longer when you're usually around 11.
I'll give you that.
Shit at 13. But as an athlete, like, yeah.
We're in like a 4-year thing. You know what I'm saying? 8 and 11 year olds, they're in the same school. So
I think Lulu was talking about just like looking good, and you were like, nah, you probably look better when you were 8.
Oh yeah, I came in wrong. But what I meant to say was like,
I meant as a grown woman, like,
I meant like you working out to be fit. It's like, people gotta stop, like, we're old, man. Let's just look as
exactly good. That's why I want to look good for a long time.
I'm high. I completely misunderstood the conversation. I came in,
we all know we were healthier when we were 8.
Okay, yeah. But do we ever acknowledge that though? No, we don't. Our 8-year-old son was like, yo, I had you lit. Yo, you were running, you ran a 4.3. We didn't measure it, but you ran a 4.3. You were
I did win a track competition and I was like 9, 10.
And you did.
You were in track?
Yeah, I tried a lot track of things.
And baseball, baseball or softball, right?
I actually started off in baseball.
Yep.
And then transition to softball.
And that made you kill softball because that big ass titty ball. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like,
it's harder to throw that ball than a regular baseball.
Yeah, I'm talking about hitting that bitch. I don't give a fuck about throwing it. I'm talking about
hitting too. It's a little different.
I love hitting the softball. We used to have a little softball game in Detroit, like the little radio station.
Underhand.
Oh man, I used to love slapping it.
You ever go to the batting cages out here?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
There's some dope ones out here.
It is. There's some dope ones out here. They got like the batting cages and a miniature golf all in one.
Mm-hmm.
At the castle.
Yeah.
Castle, I love that place. I've been there. I went there this year. That's how much time. What?
It was your first time going?
No. I mean, that's how recently I've gone there.
What's it called?
It's called Castle Park. It's literally like a batting cage, a giant castle filled with arcades, and then in the back is like three giant mini golf courses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's in the valley. It's like in Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks area.
I went there on a date before.
You went there?
On a date.
I went there on a date too.
Did y'all both do the batting cages?
Was it a fun date?
It was a fun day, yeah. I know, I did the golf part.
We went to the batting cages and then putt-putt.
Yeah, putt-putt. I did the putt-putt.
Yeah, it's a good little date spot, you mm-hmm. know. If you're not there on a date, you kind of weird, actually.
it's a good date family place. So if you want to get your mom right, you could just want to get your mom right, Pat, and take out some, you know, anger on the golf ball or baseball.
Anger off on mini golf.
Wow, I'm like hard putty. She's going to the last figure, man. Please stop hitting the putts that hard, please.
She's not even putting the ball that hard. She walking through hitting kids with the golf clubs. Ain't nobody putting that hard.
Yo, I had to yell at a couple kids one time because they was doing the most. I was like, this ain't the place for that, yo.
How you mad at Fudge Mountain? All the courses are like ice cream cones and windmills, and you just mad?
You have the nerve to tell them this ain't the place for that, and she hitting the ball all hard. They're like, ma'am, this is not a driving range. This is fucking miniature golf.
Yo, if you got to yell four at a putt-putt golf place, you're in the wrong spot.
Nigga, Lulu took her own clubs.
Oh, I did. I'm going to bring my putter next time.
Hilarious. They're like, what do you want, purple or blue? And you're like, no, I got a sand wedge. How windy is it? How windy?
Kudos for knowing your clubs, though. Kudos.
Her date is her caddy. Nigga, like, man, hey, every time we come here, he carrying her shit around. What I do in that first hole?
Hey, can I play this hole? Hell no. Nah. Give me a 9. I really want to play this whole Lulu.
Now I can't have Tahir as my caddy. He gonna take out the ball bag and put nachos in there or some shit. I can't have that. You gonna have glizzies where the club's mm-mm. supposed to be.
Nope, glizzies? Can't let you get away with that, Lulu. I got to take responsibility because you know you was in my roast class.
Oh,
Rose class. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was the classic deflect.
Go out the window.
Yeah. There you go.
Deviate.
Yeah, man. Okay.
I'll come back to you on that one.
Y'all will see. Y'all will see.
Meg,
later, I'm going to have it.
What'd you say? I can hear you.
I say, how you
later, been? I'm going to have a better roast. Later. Let me get together.
Oh, CP's taking personal lessons now.
No, Keisha E did a black car roasting episode, and I was like the teacher, and so Lulu came, and it was funny because they was roasting.
Did they do good? How they do?
You say what?
Did they need a lot of help, or they did good on their own?
Oh no, well they needed help just with kind of centralizing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like they both are natural. Every girl is a natural roaster in her own right. Like, women are just that mean. I think that you just have to just hone it in to be funny and not mean. Mm-hmm. And then we could just take off. You know what I'm saying?
And not go for the obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be like, the thing. You ugly. Like, not that. Like, something a little more.
Right.
Man,
right.
You all know right. You mean. You can't roll. You just
hair sweat like fat back. Okay, like that. Something not like that, right?
Right. That's like saying, like, you look like Zoe Saldana and Shrek had a baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nope. Try again. Try again. Don't even laugh at that. That wasn't worth it.
I see the Zoe Saldana and I see the Shrek.
Don't give him that. Make him work. Don't give him that.
Nothing to do with your looks and everything to do with your build. That's what he was talking about.
Zoe Saldana gave you the face. You know what I'm saying? But Lord have mercy.
Let me just look her up real quick.
You seen Colombiana, right, Pat? Probably not.
That'd be forgetting.
No, I've seen her a million times. That's funny.
How about Pat the funny judge? Like, I can take it.
Anybody go to Kendrick's concert last night? Anybody go to Kendrick's concert last night?
No, but I saw people posting and it looked lit.
He had a concert? Where?
I didn't even know that. Was it last night or was it the fourth? I thought it was last night. I thought I saw people.
But where was it at?
Right, Vegas, right? Tour. Let me see. Erica had a concert Saturday, didn't she? Badu?
Did he have his shirt tucked in?
Why are you asking us like you've talked to us previously about going to these concerts?
I was just saying what people was doing over the weekend.
Right, but you're making us feel bad. Like we're not cool enough to go to these shows, bro. Did we go to the show? Let's start there. Did you go to the show?
Nah, I didn't go.
Okay, well, you know, let's not even bring it up then. I don't think anybody went, bro.
Why is your face, your skin is like glowing.
You
like,
are glowing.
Are you pregnant? Like, what is up?
Why are you pregnant?
Somebody been fucking you good? What's going on? You got some good news?
Your skin is like flawless.
His wife let him get on top. His wife.
It's weird because there's a compliment somewhere in there. It's somewhere in all of this is a compliment. This is how black people compliment
each other. He did like this and she pulled off his boxes.
Usually don't be doing this. The kid's not even asleep. No.
And he was like, stop. Did you scoot your butt?
I tried to hold it. I didn't want to laugh, but the fucking stopped and the kid's not asleep. It's like, fuck.
CP had to go get the towel. CP walked to the bathroom with a big t-shirt. Go get the
towel. His wife put the towel down. I don't want to make a mess. CP, you keep ruining my sheets.
And then he went to go get his bonnet so that his braids wouldn't get messed up.
That's how she knew it was go time. He put his bonnet on. He was like, hold on.
Hey, why are you talking about bonnet on?
Let me take my shirt off first. Stop.
Don't pull on my hair. That's what you said to me.
Put his braids in the ponytail to go down to this white.
You know what's crazy, bro? I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm facing a window and this light, y'all can see it right here.
Yeah.
This light is just, this is where I zoom from. This is just, I look beautiful right
here. It's just making you illuminate today.
Yeah.
And my bridge is fresh too. So that always.
Yeah, you're baddie now. Yeah, sure.
You put your body on good then.
I wear a Bow Wow durag. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. Those are the best durags. It's the Bow Wow durag.
Is it a Bow Wow brand?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, he on the cover of them bitches. Them bitches got the long strings. They, you know what I'm saying? Them bitches is fire.
Wait, is this his company?
I believe so. Yeah.
I did not know Bow Wow had a durag company.
I bought them in New York and I was like, oh, I got two of these bitches. I said, these durags will be with me forever. You understand me? Until I get my hands on
them. Bow Wow?
They're called the Bow Wow
durags. No, honestly, the best durag I've ever had was from New York.
Yeah, he's the face of it, but like, nigga, anybody finna? I don't, nigga, nothing in the beauty supply.
I feel like Pat now. Let me see.
Yeah,
I need to know this mystery too because I have no idea. It's called Bow Wow Durag on Amazon.
Bam!
Oh my God, Bow Wow's really on it.
It is. It's called. It's the website is BW Apparel. Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. Hey,
did y'all see that Bow Wow? Bow Wow's doing the meet and greet 4002.
Hey, don't laugh at him.
Does it come with a durag?
It better. Shoot.
Hey, dog. You ain't right.
No, I was just bringing it up because I saw the video with old girl. She was like, Minister Bowen Wower has some nerve.
Bowen Wower.
Hey,
I would pay for Chris Brown. I don't know if I'm paying.
Well, the problem is he set the same prices as Chris Brown. Like you gotta know what the market
it should be like $299.
Like $299 or $299.
Yeah. You don't think $50 is like
No.
Let's be real. You don't think $50.
How much you think how much are the tickets? It depends how much the tickets are.
No, she said 300.
The tickets are 300?
No, you said 300, right? Or did
I
you
said mean $299?
$2.99?
No, $299.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's what she meant.
No, Lulu was saying how much are the concert tickets?
Yeah.
Base the price of his meet and greet on how much the pop. If the concert tickets aren't over $1,000, then there's no way the meet and greet should be over that much, is what she said.
Right.
If the tickets are like $250, I can be like, I can understand his mentality of going for $1,000. But if your tickets are $49.99, then your meet and greet should be $75.
I mean,
but if you're going to a Bow Wow concert in general, you got some issues.
That's fair, but you're not taking star power into it. Yeah, I don't think Bow Wow has the star power of $1,000 meet and greet.
Come on. Bow Wow's fans are 33.
So are some of Chris Brown's.
I love all of us. All of them taking pictures with Bow Wow are going to be holding him up.
But see,
there are women out there who will starve so they can touch on and give Chris Brown a hug. They will not eat and feed themselves.
Can I share my screen?
Gonna do that for Bow Wow.
Let me share screen with everybody.
Because I'm on the website. Yeah. And
go ahead.
I'm on the website. I see why the do-rags sell, but these shirts are kind of crazy. Y'all see this?
Yeah, I don't like that shirt with his little baby
chest
out. Why don't you like that?
Crazy.
Hey, like $40.
He's 8 years old in the picture. I'm telling you, when you're eight,
I don't want that. I don't want this picture. That's a cute picture. Yo,
CP, weird. You might be onto something, man.
You would have
Why
a little kid on you.
Why is he his childhood photo picture?
Because that's when he was last hot.
That's what everybody remembers. He was popping.
Lil Bow Wow. When he dropped the Lil, that's when it all went down. Everybody can't drop the Lil. Wayne dropped the Lil, and it worked out for him. Lil Bow Wow dropped the Lil, and it didn't work as well.
Y'all are acting like he wasn't in Fast and Furious.
He needs to put on the shirt that was the lottery ticket one.
You know that Fast and Furious 3 was the worst one.
Hey, he still was in mind. It. I didn't mind Tokyo Drift. Honestly, I ain't gonna hold you up.
I didn't like that one. I actually like Ja Rule more in Fast and Furious. Monica,
y'all ain't rocking the BW Bow Wow slides. They sold out.
They sold out. I would have got them, but they sold out.
They only sold like three of them. That's all.
Oh, is that Bow Wow? This is Bow Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah,
You got the gold one?
Nah, mine's like black with like gold, like it look like gold chains on it. Then I got another one that's like an army. That motherfucker's sweet, dog. Can't even hold
you. Got the brush too? Do you got the brush?
No, I ain't got the brush. All I got is the do-rag.
Oh, snap. He even got vintage Bow Wow, even though we already saw him as a kid.
What's vintage? Oh, that's
oh, all. There you go. Okay, so this is vintage Bow Wow. This is part of vintage.
Yeah. Nah, they just need, I want the lottery ticket scene with him and, what's his name on top of
Brandon T. Jackson?
Right, yeah, there you go. Like, he was over
I
there,
eating, man. Like, I want that scene.
Some Under Armour shirts.
Yeah, y'all tripping, man. Bow Wow out here.
All right, this is a perfect place for us to go ahead and kick off this episode. What a thing!
Bow Wow is popping.
The OG squad for being here. Big Scoop, Pat Cloud, CP, and Lulu. I'm to hit more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
The temperatures aren't the only things rising this summer. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Fellas, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help you in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate, if you know what I mean. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive prescriptions within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. That's the best part. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a very discreet package. It's time to get up the couch, fellas, and back to work. If your tool needs an upgrade, head to bluechew.com. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's right. That's BlueChew.com with the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for being our sponsor of our podcast.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather have a condom with your partner for life versus no condom with a stranger or a side piece?
Wait, what?
What? These are my options? Your life? Of both?
Wait, I don't get it. Like, you have to have
both of them. Both of them sound like they involve a condom with your spouse, though.
No, so it's either like you have a spouse, a partner for life, and you always use a condom, or it's go raw every time you have sex with a stranger.
That's dangerous as fuck.
That didn't make no sense. I mean, that's obvious. Yeah.
What's the payoff? What's the
benefit of having raw sex with a stranger?
Like, there's no chance of baby or STDs.
You just throw your dick out on the crap table, man.
What I'm saying, why would we choose that?
To feel better.
Tia, you clearly picked this topic because ain't nobody in their right mind gonna ever choose
this. This is when I ask for suggestions from the crowd.
Hey, what be wrong with you?
I'm gonna go with the condom because his dick gonna be big. It's gonna break through the condom anyway, and then whatever.
Wait, that means you can't go raw with your partner if you pick that other one, and then the other one if you pick the strangers.
You always go raw.
But what if you get a part? What if you get a partner then?
Then you and your partner will use condoms forever.
What if the condom break?
So wait, this is the same. This is the same.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna go with the condom breaker.
Wait, both of them is in that motherfucker.
It's not the same situation.
Yes, it is.
It's basically saying you either be single, take the side piece part out. You either be single and always go raw, or have a partner and always go
side piece. Stop making this shit up as you go. It's freaking me up.
It's one of the ones when I ask people for suggestions.
Who gave it? Put their name out. Who said
it? It was on Twitter.
Who said
his name was Robert Moore.
It's not me.
Nobody. This
Robert
has
T. Moore.
This has Bob written all over it.
Bob.
Rob Hayes. I just did his podcast. So he's named after his grandfather, who is Robert Hayes. He's Robert Hayes. They used to call his grandfather Bob, and they called Rob Hayes Bob too. Never knew that.
Don't give a fuck. We calling you Bob right now.
Gotta get the meat off of me real quick.
I feel like we gotta add some wizardry and some magic into this to make it make sense.
All right, so what do you add to it, Pat?
Come on, Pat. Give us something.
So what if it was condoms? Okay, wait, here it goes. Raw sex, but no STDs or babies ever, versus condom sex, but you're a dog.
Okay, so
you walk away from the scheme.
I'm somebody else.
Who is man?
I couldn't think of anything.
We were all quiet listening to. Shut up.
Okay. You get where I was going, though, right?
No.
Like, but it's like condom sex, but then you're in love.
That's what I was going with
sex,
it.
And you're in love versus raw sex.
And you never having love.
There's no babies, but you're never going to be in love.
And you can never feel anything.
That's where it should be.
Yeah, okay. That's how we're going with the CP.
All you guys did was expand on it, because if you marry somebody, you got a spouse, aren't you in love with that person?
Assume you're in love with them.
Yeah, that's the whole point, though. But that's what I'm saying. Is single with no risk or in love, but no risk.
Single with
all
the risk, and then love with no risk.
What if it was
exactly what it is anyway?
What if it was safe sex, but you could barely feel it for the rest of your life, versus raw sex, but you could never feel anything?
Nigga,
for the
that's
person.
The exact okay, same
I got
thing.
I got it. I got
no,
it.
It's more magic.
I got it. I got it. I got
You're
it.
Feeling
what if it was safe sex, but the pussy or dick is trash, or raw sex, but Man, I don't know.
Damn, you were. I was with you.
Yeah. Okay, real sex, but it's
I all. I was dude. Willing to hear you out, but I was already ruled against it. It just was like, all right, this is too complex.
Raw sex, but then it's like trash.
Because what you said is like raw sex, but it feel good. Safe sex, but it's trash. It's like exactly.
Raw sex.
I got
okay,
it.
Okay, well, no. I think it would
never be higher than a six on a scale.
Raw
on a
sex chain. During an active gunfight or safe
sex. Or safe sex during a car accident.
Oh my God.
Which one?
What's the other? I'm with you.
Safe sex in a car accident.
Raw sex during an active gunfight or safe sex in a bomb shelter that works. During a nuclear war.
Well, I've done, no.
You've done that? You've bunker sexed during a active?
Well, it was bombing. And I was like, if we gonna die, I'm gonna be fucking.
Wait, you started smashing after the bombing started?
It was happening while we was fucking and we should have went and ran, but it was like.
That's exciting.
I'm 36 pumps away from coming. Don't stop.
That's excitement right there.
It kind of heightened it. It heightened it.
What happened when y'all were done and you're like, oh, we're live? What happened when you was like,
what man? We're going to fuck tomorrow too because tomorrow ain't promised.
So. Well, that's better because it's like we made it through. We could have stopped and ran, but we didn't. And now he did he try to like match his pumps to the bombs? Boom. I would start making bomb sounds like boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Terrible. Terrible.
And then Lulu, you gotta be like, is this some bomb ass pussy?
You got that bomb ass. Brum, brum, brum. You got that bomb.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't know if anything could ever top that. So I probably would have to, I'll be like, man, this might be the very top of sex. Like bombs.
And then the room would vibrate.
And both y'all were strapped, I'm sure. So it's just y'all just
not all, the weapon was on the like by the
I know y'all can kill each other at any minute. Plus it's bombs. It's like, man, this is crazy.
Hey, what if hella people ran into that room to like to be safe? Would y'all still go?
No, you would run into the room. You would run into the bunker that they have outside. They have like a little makeshift bunker you're supposed to go into. That's where you're supposed to go.
Oh, but if they came into your room, y'all would stop, or would you be like, go somewhere else?
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Get out of here, cadet! Get out of here! Save yourself! You gotta save yourself!
And then afterwards, everybody would be like, everybody good? Hey, did y'all see Lulu? Did y'all see that?
You know, that was fucking.
She was getting backed out in there. Right next to
this morning. And cadets, if you are fucking while there are bombs going out, I'm not saying any names, Gonzalez. You better get your shit together. That's crazy.
Wow.
I like your scenario better, but I would choose raw sex during active gunfight.
Whoa. You really are a thrill seeker, huh?
You know what, Lulu? You live like a Forrest Gump life. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to see right now, like, you didn't see too much shit. It's like, all right, cool.
She ain't normal no more, bro. Then she talking about she can't find no nigga. Hell, you're not gonna find. You gotta go to the circus to find you a nigga. You gotta find a nigga who was in the Guinness World Book of Records or something. That's
you
all.
Need to hurry up, for your soul may die. I know that nigga living on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga somewhere hanging off a mountain shooting a Uzi. I mean, these bitches ain't dead.
Your soulmate fighting a polar bear right now.
Fair-handed.
Just to do it? All right, come on, you cold motherfucker. Beep, 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 beep. Polar bear slip.
That nigga write his phone number off of crab leg.
Yo, I can't wish y'all today. Come on, you cold motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lulu, man, crazy, man. Oh,
man. Wait, so what was the other option, Pat?
Safe sex on the back of a motorcycle that's running from the police. You're not running from the police. The guy driving is running from the
police. Wait, how many stars y'all got?
4 stars.
That's helicopters.
Remember, he's running, not y'all.
Oh, man. Oh, y'all got 4 stars, bro. That's helicopters. Yo. That's the FBI. Oh.
That's SWAT.
The sniper can't hit the driver because Lulu's head keeps going into I can't get a clear shot. Lulu's getting backed out.
Oh my gosh. He's like, it's too hot in there. The heat sensors is off the charts.
The thermals? It's too hot, Captain.
We're going to have to wait for one of them to come. We're running out of time.
It's way too hot. There's like a waterfall coming for some reason.
That's
what was the topic again?
We had to remix it.
we took us a while, but we got there.
Yeah, raw sex with regular people or safe sex with a corpse.
What?
Wait, that's more that's higher stakes because now it's like, damn, both of those options suck.
That's what you hear. That's what he was trying to say. That's what I gathered from.
Hey man, don't put my name attached to that bullshit right there.
All right, so that's the new one. Raw sex with strangers all the time and you can't use a condom, or safe sex with a, let's say, freshly corpsed corpse.
You're not going to involve necrophilia.
No, listen.
I said fresh and warm.
Listen. Safe sex with your best friend.
It was like, damn, mine get the fucking before he died. Let me,
No, bro. You got to be your best friend's grandmother.
Ew.
Wait, what?
Safe sex with your best friend's grandma.
We're going to move on to this next topic right after this.
Thank you. Eject.
That might be a first for us. Nobody into nothing. No.
Okay.
It just kept building worse.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There were plenty of times over the last year where I was just stuck and bad problems and bad situations, and I did not know how to solve them. It could be extremely tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. That's where BetterHelp comes in. After these past few years, I had to do something. I had to try something to get my mental back on track. BetterHelp was that, and it was everything I expected and more. Therapy helped me slow down and process things a lot better. Also in a way to where I can benefit myself and benefit others. Being in therapy now, I definitely feel more like myself and way less stressed out over situations, way more confident in how to deal with things. There are different benefits to therapy, man. I'm talking about unloading your stress, emotional healing, helping with anxiety and depression. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists online at any moment in time you want to. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/squad.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather never can make someone laugh again versus never be taken serious again?
Wait, never say that again.
That sucks.
Never be able to make someone laugh again versus never be taken serious again.
That's a great one. We should have started with that one. That was
we started the way we should have started. That's
Hey, Keenan, crop this and put this first.
Keenan. This is good. It's getting better and better. The episode should build.
Hey, Jack.
I'm out of here.
I don't know, because you might need to be taken serious in certain situations, and I don't want to ever have to call 911 and, you know, I'm over here killing, you know, giving them a hot 5 minutes and somebody's dying, and I'm like...
That's true.
You know, the certain situations, I might need, like, y'all to act, like, fast and seriously.
I think that such a small population is really capable of really making a large amount of people laugh. I think that I would have to choose to never make somebody laugh again, because normal people get taken seriously and they can live. Imagine you pull up to a drive-through, you but hey, how you doing? Can I get number 5? They'd be like, stop playing. We know who this is. Get out of line, man. Can you stop? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to walk into the hospital and be like, I'm in pain. You kill it. Tell her where it hurts. Tell her where it hurts.
She's in pain. She looked just like she, you know what I'm saying? It's like, dog.
You're like, can I sign the lease to live here? You don't want to live here. I need a house. I need a place to stay.
Oh, you need a place.
Just homeless as hell. No.
Look, yeah. Imagine you choking. And you like, everybody like, we love him.
What is with Arsenio?
Not the Arsenio arm.
Oh, you gotta do the AB arms. So you like,
I can't believe he really still on that, bro.
He was. Did that in the fashion show.
I saw he was in the fashion show.
He could do anything at this point.
Right.
Don't say that out loud.
Hey, he already has as many credits as Lil Uzi, if not more, with the football. Huh? Think about it. Rapper, fashion, football. Uzi, rapper, fashion. No NFL time.
That's true. Rapper, fashion.
Yeah.
No playing time.
Can you imagine Uzi in the NFL? Like, they would... He's so small, man. They would
touchdown dance.
Yeah. Nah, I see him in a lingerie league first. Oh, <that'd be> Don't do that. I remember I used to want to play in the lingerie league, and I was like, ugh, I gotta wear lingerie. Ugh.
Hey, somebody asked me to play too.
Hey, we'll put up some points.
Wait a minute.
That was a good one, man.
I already played lingerie basketball. I was like, I can't do this.
Wait, that's a real thing? Mm-hmm. But you know, like, I'm, like, it's a league?
Yeah.
Hey, dunks must be tight.
Dunking. It's a lot of bounce passing, a lot of over the head passes.
Bounce passes.
You had on heels?
No, we had on sneakers, but then they would have like these lace up things, and then they tie it like to a fake little garter, and they had like these little brief underwear. I played like 2 games. I was like, I can't do this shit no more.
You competitive though. So like, were you like really balling or?
I was. So
you
I was cooking.
You had to play like, for real.
And then I was like, I got a wedgie. I got a timeout. Like, this is uncomfortable. And I couldn't play defense for real because I'm gonna tell you something. Get down low.
Niggas would think of anything.
Mm-hmm. I was like new to LA too. I was like, oh, I could hoop and look cute. Bet. But it didn't turn out like that. It was like more girls was trying to be cute than hoop. So,
yeah.
Niggas is funny, man.
But the lingerie league, they be playing for real.
Yeah, the lingerie football league, I was like, I don't want to play that. Them chicks be tackling, like, they be like, hank. Like, I'm like, you ain't
with no pads? Like
no,
they got like, they got shoulder pads.
They got shoulder pads, but then panties.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem safe. If I get the lingerie appeal, but it's like football, you need equipment.
They got these chicks with the helmet and the upper body pads, and then that's it. And then they have on cleats and like panties. I'm not doing that, bro. You ain't going to fuck up my knees.
That's like having lingerie paintball fights. It's like, that's so messed up.
Don't you say that. I'm not going to do it.
Just because we want to see titties, they don't have everything that they need out there.
That's easier ways. Crazy.
Now you got Bruce City.
Like, see, yeah, I can't imagine. Now I'm imagining it, but I can't imagine though, like, lingerie hooping. Now I'm imagining it. Like, now I'm
just, this video, it was just a video on IG running around with it.
It's a video on IG?
People been doing that.
Yeah, that was like when I first moved out here. That was like 7 years ago.
Seven, 8 years ago. So what was that like? 15?
Yeah, 2015, something like that.
It's better than that mud wrestling shit. That shit is weird. I was never into that. That was never sexy to me.
Hey, what about that slapping shit?
Why wasn't it sexy? Because you knew you was going to lose if you tried to mud wrestle these chicks?
No, because it's mud. It's
you like, don't want no mud in your dreads?
This nigga said no, because it's mud.
I say it like that, nigga.
You did the head twitch and everything. No, because
no.
It's mud. You're like, what's no. sexy about rolling around in mud like a pig?
Man, some chicks like that shit. I don't know what. You know what? I realize it's some chicks that like everything. Like it's every. You know what I'm saying? There's like
an audience for anything.
Yes, you've seen them chicks walk around like a dog.
It's the same thing. That's nasty. I know.
But if they
what have what, Jello fighting, is that even a thing?
Oh, that
yeah, Jello. I went
to a strip club in LA that had these chicks doing UFC. Box UFC fighting in lingerie, I guess, or panties. It was like thongs and titties was out.
I mean, UFC, you damn near in underwear anyway.
No, but they were in thongs and like no, their titties was out.
See, but here go the thing though, titties seem like too hurtable. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you need to cover your nips or something.
Like they don't. It just seems like somebody come through and punch a titty. That bitch. Pop, 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 and bitches probably, oh my God. It just seems like, because you can't like harden titties, I don't think. Maybe you can. Maybe take a long time.
If you have no titties. Nah,
you can't flex on no titty like in a fight. Like,
can you use a titty like as a weapon if they're big enough? You think?
Yes. Oh, sometimes some people's titty be like 20 pounds each. Do a job. Yes.
20 pound titties.
Yes.
I mean, that's like bigger than a watermelon. Do?
You gonna Donkey Kong somebody with your titty?
Drop them. Bah.
Yo, that's crazy. 20 pound titties is nuts. That's a big woman, dog.
Yeah, so she's not gonna be moving fast enough to pick up them titties.
Oh no! Nah. What? As soon as she go titties, straight body blows. Boom, 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 boom. All under
clap,
titties.
Clap the head
all
in the middle.
Red. Bow. All ribs. No, I'm just explaining to Lulu and Meg how to maneuver against a giant titty bitch. So they try to pick them titties up, go straight down. He's a maniac. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm straight. I'm telling you, you got to move quick.
Move quick.
I don't think y'all understand, but that would hurt. Like even if you could just assault somebody with your titty, it would hurt.
Can you imagine a titty getting all you can?
Nipple pinch.
Oh my gosh, it's even worse.
Go like this and drop them. Bow.
Talk about this, okay? I have enough. My titties hurt already right now, okay? I got a baby attached to it, so I don't want to talk about this.
There could probably be a whole martial arts style that's just around the movement of titties, like judo. Cross them together, drop them, flip them around, use them as a choke.
I want to learn that, like Kim Bill style.
How long are they? Yeah, how long are these titties? That
pull them up crossway and just shut up. And they're just like,
you got to have different techniques for different type of titties that you encounter, like kung fu. Like, you know, you got to have like for small titties, long titties, wide titties, little nipples, big nipples. You know,
what would a big titty woman do behind a bulletproof vest?
What you mean?
I'm just saying, like,
CP, a bulletproof vest is only meant to cover your vital organs. So her vital organs are still covered. It's gonna be a lot of titty meat on the side. They don't get
it's
covered.
It's gonna be forward though.
But as soon as that bullet into that titty meat, that's all it needs to be able to start ricocheting off. It can hit right back into the vital organs.
That's not how
it might get lodged in the titty.
Ain't no 5'5" 6" stopping in no soft ass titty meat. It's going
a lot of tissue. It's heavy. It's muscular.
But body armor doesn't go forward and then down. It just goes down. So if
that's
they got
what I'm
big
saying.
Titty, All you gotta do is titty flank, go to the side, shoot him. Flank.
But look, you ever seen body?
You gotta do like wanted.
Body armor needs to be against. Don't it need to be like against something like, you know, that shit still makes an impact. Like that shit is, that's gonna hurt.
They just can't shoot it from the side. They gotta shoot it from the front.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. That's
so she gotta wear another one on this side and another right. one on this side.
Wait, no, wear, like plates.
This way. Like a barrel. Like you know when the people hop in a barrel.
That's stupid.
It's the circle, a bubble.
People really do that? Drops.
No. Hey,
no.
That
for
real. No, then her hands couldn't come out and do anything. She just
the holes in the barrel.
Oh man, dog. See.
Unless the barrel got two openings for you to put your guns through, you just shoot like this. You're like a turtle. You just duck your head and pop out.
You might as well stay home.
That might be straight.
You might as well stay home.
At that point, it's just like, man, she is expensive, bro. We got to keep building shit for her, man. Just send her home. It's so expensive.
You have a little Kevlar barrel.
All right, let's put
it in the vote. This is really like, yo, big titty girls have so much stuff they have to worry about. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't think about how big titties affect your life, affect your back, affect movement. Like, you can't even play golf for real. You got big titties, it's hard. Like, golf for
that's
real.
Why they don't have them big titties.
That should be the least of your worries is golf.
Because they're not running nowhere. They're not, their titties is too heavy to chase and pursue. They don't got pursuit titties. Like,
yeah, so no track, huh?
No trap.
No, because them things will hit. Look, I was in Jamaica and one of my homegirls has like really big titties and she wears like a size H or something. And we took group pictures and we all had to jump up on the sand so that the photographer could catch that. We all jumped up one time. She said, that is it. She said, my titty just hit my chin. I'm done.
Her picture.
I was like, oh, snap. Like, you really do have to deal with stuff like that.
I remember growing up, I used to think that like double D's were the biggest titties available. And then you meet somebody who's just like, yeah, I'm a size L or like a size X. And you just like, I didn't know that.
I'm a double D. That shit is tiny.
That's so wild.
Like F and Z and H and J. And
mm-hmm. It used to be such a thing in culture. Like she got double D's, big ass.
You did. You did. That was like the top 80s titty for sure.
Yeah.
Because people wasn't really getting implants like that.
Right.
I got these.
And they wasn't making really big bras like that.
The hospital titties with two D's or two T's?
Two T's.
Because the D's, I say it with the D's, but sometimes I find myself spelling it with the T's. And I got
that's today's.
No, because when you say D, it sounds childish, like, oh, titties. Look, there's titties. It sounds like you should be covering your mouth.
Right, but if you say titties don't sound much better.
Titties? Yeah, titties. They titties.
Titties.
That's a D.
Titties. Today. Titties.
Spelling it different. You just have to spell it different. But let's put it to a vote.
T's are silent. They're D's in this word. Go ahead.
Never wait, what's the topic?
Never make someone laugh again or never be taken care of again. I don't know
how we got so off topic.
As we do.
I would rather never make someone laugh again. Y'all need to take me serious.
Damn. Me too. That sucks. Every joke bombs or you just don't even go for it.
There's other professions. I would just have to be another profession.
I always wanted to be a dentist.
Oh, after that picture today dropped. You saw that picture getting that dentist getting arrested and the cop has the giant ass next to her.
Giant ass. My boy
was like,
I saw the video because at first I thought it was fake, and then I saw the video. I was like, damn, she got a fat ass for a cop. What's she doing?
I'm gonna check it out. Anyway. it sounds like it's something everybody has experienced. Check that out.
I'm gonna probably go never be taken serious again. I already feel like nobody takes me serious. When I be trying to be serious, people are like, Tia, shut up. You always lying. I'm like, fuck it. I'd rather just make people laugh than fuck it.
I'm gonna go with Tahir because for half of my life, people always thought I was too serious. So
see, here's where I'm hung up, right? If I never make anyone laugh again, that doesn't mean that everybody's gonna take me serious. It just means that now I have the possibility to be taken serious. However, if I never be taken serious, that means everybody's never going to take me serious, right, and I can never do anything.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
It doesn't sound like you're hung up.
Well, I just had to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, is it worth it? Yeah, it is. I'm never going to make people laugh again.
Yeah, because otherwise it's dangerous.
You convinced me. I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to go with never make people laugh.
All right. We're never making people laugh again. Ask that one. We're going to move on to this last topic of the day right after this. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Now, what kind of jail are we talking about? Like county, or this is like
five? Why is it not the same?
Gangster, gangster. You don't want to be in no man. Like what? County? What?
Like what I'm saying? What kind of? Where we at?
So are we talking prison? We're talking
prison. You're talking about prison. You've been sentenced, and you're probably going to be in a place where it's a little more comfortable, but it's still prison. Or
like Orange is the new black. The time difference.
The time difference, Lou, is because one, you're actively potentially fighting for your life every day, and the other one, you're in a coma, so you're in a bed.
Still fighting for my life. Missing my time.
You could be, but it
you
also-
You know how many iPhones came out and I'm gonna have to catch up?
So also, who's paying for me? You probably draining somebody.
You got insurance.
Somebody can pull the plug anytime they feel like it.
You got insurance. Don't worry about it. It's covered.
What about my commissary?
Oh, now that, listen, you know, people got to get some people up.
You got a barter, girl. You ain't never seen Orange is the New Black?
Yes, there's a lot.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Send me to prison, man.
Send me to prison for five. I'll come out at five.
Is this still gonna be on my record? Am I able to get a job once I get out?
Yeah, what I go in for?
I'm self-employed. I'm funny.
What I go in for? Was like armed robbery or something? I need some kind of clout.
Yeah, why not? Armed robbery. That's about 5 year.
Yeah, I can't just go in. Like, what you in here for?
Okay, wait. So prison for 5 years, coma for a decade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prison. Got to. It's less time also. That's a lot. That's a lot of time.
If I was a dude, I don't know if I want to go to prison because y'all prison be a little rougher than girl prison.
Nah.
Think about this. Over that 5 years, you might have a couple laughs, a couple smiles. You know, people might die that you could talk to in that 5 years on the phone or whatever. If you sleep, you're gonna miss everything.
Right.
And not to mention when you wake up after a decade, you're not gonna be able to use none of your limbs.
And morning breath, decade morning breath, you better be like, you gonna melt the popsicles.
Like a mummy.
Also, did y'all hear that thing that says that people in coma can still hear people talk? And that one dude said that he heard his mom say, like, I wish you were dead or something. You didn't hear about that? That there's a story that went viral. There's a dude who woke up from a long ass coma. And he's like, yeah, I heard everything. And he also said that he heard that his mom said, like, man, I wish you would die or something like that.
Confirm it? Or was she like, oh man, he was in a coma?
Why would he confirm it? Like, yes, I did say that about my kid.
So not because she's like,
he's hallucinating.
Yeah.
But if that's the case,
oh my god, run the videotape. Oh my god.
That just means that you like kind of awake, kind of sleep for 10 years just sitting there. And that sounds terrible.
No, not necessarily, because there's different levels of being in a coma. Some people legit are in a, like, wake up and was like, oh, it's the same day. Like, you know, other people, I'm sure it's just like him, is laid in a coma, halfway awake.
You ever seen a Demolition Man?
Mm-hmm. With Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, and Sylvester Stallone, and he was like, he was in the ice for 33 years. He's like, I synced it all. I heard it all. My wife was pounding on the ice. I heard it all. And it was like, it's impossible. You're lying. That's just trauma. He's like, I was traumatized. Like,
that's scary.
That's scary. Well, so that's like a beating in a coma.
33 years in the ice. That is a lie.
He was like this. 33 years. Like,
mm-hmm. He's like, no!
He could breathe, but he was trapped in there. He could breathe.
It was the future technology, Meg.
And they was feeding him skills. He knew how to knit.
He knew how to knit. And Wesley Snipes knew how to kill people.
Everything. Yeah.
Combat.
He knew how to murder, death, kill.
Murder, death, kill. He knew how to break into machines and stuff.
Yeah.
If I could go into a coma and come out with a skill, then that's different.
That ain't part of this, Lulu. You go
like the Matrix.
What if your skill was like juggling? What if it wasn't like anything?
You would still have to get your motor skills back. You would still have to learn how to walk first, and then you would access your skill. And you'd be like, damn, this is what I was waiting for? Juggling.
But I would need somebody to come and like put an Audible book on every day and like the Matrix, like, you know.
Ain't nobody doing that
at all.
But what if they did? What if the Audible book was like just some stuff that you never wanted to read or learn about?
And then I wake up and now I speak German.
That's it. No, that's useful. What if it was just like, you know, the history of like, you know, golden retrievers? You know what I'm saying?
Like, golden retrievers.
You want to listen to that Audible book?
That shit probably make me come to life. Like, make me
wake up. What if it was like the genealogy? Like what if it was genealogy? Like in the Bible, like, you know, Samson begets Johnny, Jonathan begets, you know, such and such. Then you can come out
and become a pastor. Now you're getting tax-free money.
No, that doesn't make you a pastor because you learned genealogy.
That's pastors for less reasons. Why not? I thought you said it was the Bible. They learned the Bible.
What if it was like
that would be the only way I could get through the Bible front to back is in a coma and somebody got it on tape. I've tried to read the Bible so many times, bro. I'd be tapping out. I'd still be in Genesis and tap out.
You're not supposed to read it like a novel.
You're right. You don't have to read it like a novel, but I mean, that would be the only way. If I'm jumping around, I'm going to miss something if I'm jumping around.
I thought it was like a reference book. Like you had to like go to each spot, because I almost read it like a novel too, and people were looking at me like I was crazy. So I was just like, oh, I thought there was some linear parts.
You're supposed to start, if it's your first time and you're new just to the Bible, you should start as the New Testament in Matthew.
And read it straight through?
Read it from Matthew to the end and then go back and read the Old Testament, because the Old Testament is kind of, it's just boring, let's be honest.
So wait. So you're going to start in Matthew and not in the beginning at Genesis where it tells you how he made the earth?
You got to read it in chronological order, not in release order.
If you're trying to do like a whole linear thing and it's your first time and you're like, you don't understand the Bible for real, you should start in Matthew.
You sound like a fire show on Netflix. Like, start on season 3 and then go back to the old stuff.
Start on episode 4 and it's 4, 5, 6. Then you do 1, 2, 3.
Really picks up.
Because I'm going to tell you, the Old Testament has a lot of like I said, genealogy. It's not straight stories. So a lot of it, you know, it's not as, a lot of times people have problems with connecting it to their real life. So that's why you start in Matthew, go to the end and then circle back to Genesis. If it's your first time, if you're new.
And I was wearing a do-rag in one of those.
in one of the chapters?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very new version, I guess. If Bow Wow, wait, did y'all ever, do y'all ever think there's going to be another Bible and like, it's happening right now?
The LeBron
James. I think
James
that all version. The time. Like, my biggest dream is like, nigga, I would love to like, have a little couple paragraphs in that bitch, like some shit I did. Because like,
I want a book.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like
the book of Eli?
The book of Cloud.
No, not right. Like, it's just like right now things are happening in the world that need to be documented for the next generation of, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, why would it not? Like, this all the Bible was really was niggas' accounts of what was going on.
But here's the thing: the Bible existed because niggas didn't have camera phones.
That was their time.
Now everything could be captured on video and stuff, so all the unexplained stuff can be explained or at
least. But it wasn't just capturing stuff, it was like principles too, right? So what if all of his disciples were like in their 30s, right? So maybe we just didn't meet that person that's gonna get us in the Bible.
It's really documenting more than the principles. Like, you gotta document that it happened or that it was said to be done this way because there was no other way to do it. But now you could Google anything. You can Google how to cook rice. You can Google how to start a family, how to start a
business. But who's talking directly to God, though? That's the DJ plug. Khaled. That's the stuff that got to be written down.
God did.
God did.
God did.
What if he was dropping proverbs and wisdom to us and tablets and we didn't even realize?
I'd be so sad.
Right.
It was DJ Khaled.
Oh, come on, bro.
Like, that's how you came back?
Need a bass! Another one. See, he's been dropping hits.
Another one.
Jesus, are you back? What, another one?
I don't want it from DJ Khaled. If it's got to come that way, I might have to miss that bus, bro.
I like what Drake likes.
Man, but he'll never make him do a verse over.
Y'all hear about this fucking purge in Illinois?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a purge in Illinois.
They letting people go.
On January 1st, 2023, they letting people out of jail for like all kind of shit. And
including second degree murder.
Yeah, like they just letting them out.
And do what?
And just to wait their court day, just out. If you on probation, like electronic monitor, you gotta be, it has to be an alert for 48 hours before they can even start looking for you. So niggas could just dip. Like it's about to get, man.
But why are they doing that? Said,
I don't know why they doing it. I'm not sure. I can't speak to it. I don't know.
The crimes they chose is crazy too. Like I don't even think like drug offenses are on there.
What?
Which is crazy.
Which makes way more sense. Let me see.
Wait, second degree murder is not premeditated, right? Like it's just a heat of the moment. Is that second degree murder?
Oh, it's murder.
I have to look up that.
I mean, as opposed to like first, I thought first degree is like you planned it. That's a little different, girl.
Let me see.
Second degree. All of them is murder.
Degrees.
Right, but it's different.
Murder.
I don't trust no murderers. I don't care if it was an accident or on purpose. If it was you thought about it for a month or you thought about it for a second. I'm good.
Or you thought about it for a second.
Okay, first degree murder, as described by California law, is unlawfully killing a human being or a fetus with a malice afterthought. So that's
malice
premeditated.
Yeah, that's premeditated. Let's see, where's second degree? Second degree murder is applied to all murders that do not qualify under the category of first degree murder.
Like an accident.
Yeah.
Well, this is what they're letting go. Aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, and threatening a public official.
Threatening a public official?
No, threatening.
And then second-degree murder and threatening. Those are so different.
Right.
They said kidnapping.
Wow.
Arson.
And intimidation. Like, if you in for intimidation.
State of Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah. Illinois.
Did you know the third degree murder is only recognized in like three states, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota? Those are the only states that recognize third degree murder.
And what is third degree murder?
Let's see. Minnesota.
That's when you kill somebody with your mind.
Oh, Magneto.
Magneto is metal.
He still uses his mind.
Oh, X.
That's Professor X.
Professor X. Charles.
It doesn't even really say. It just says that California only recognizes first degree, second degree, and capital murder.
It doesn't say what third degree is?
It doesn't.
It's like, whatever else happens.
Because it says that there is no such thing as third degree murder under California law. And so I'm reading this one, and this is specific to California. So.
Ask Kim Kardashian.
What is third? Unintentional killing of another through an imminently dangerous act committed with a depraved mind and without regard for...
So like vehicular manslaughter. So the chick that killed those people when she was drunk and she went through that intersection on Slauson and La Brea, I think...
That's vehicular though, is that...
No, she got murder charged, bruh.
I mean, I they were saying like that what he just read sounded like it could be that, but yeah, she killed multiple people too, and she was drunk.
So I think it's just unintentional, though.
Well, one said she wasn't drunk, and one said she was just...
Yeah, she blacked out.
Yeah.
But they said she was drunk, and they said that she had multiple previous charges, too.
That's crazy to hit a car that has a kid and a pregnant person in it. Like, that's wild. That is worst case scenario.
And you know when you drive down that where she drove, you do have to put your brakes on for real.
Yeah.
I don't drive over there.
Yeah, I used to live off of there. Oh, La Brea, yeah, you definitely, when you come down that hill, you have to put your brakes on.
It's oh, so she was coming down the hill?
Like, you know, now that you know that has happened over there, it feels heavy. What'd you say, man?
No, I was just saying that, like, that intersection, you do have to slow down as you go down that hill.
Yeah.
It just feels weird your car will, like, roll.
Yeah.
Well, she went into that gas station too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got you got to go up to go down to get in the car wash, that gas station.
That was bad. That was bam.
It was. Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? Jail for 5 years or in a coma for a decade?
Jail.
Jail.
I'm going to jail too.
I'll see y'all in 5 years. And I ain't going to lie, I might snitch, so I might get out in 3.
Jail on the wizard that put you there.
Hell yeah.
Give me his name.
I paid the whole shit.
Merlin, all right?
He was little. He had a green hat.
You just see CP with a bucket of chicken.
Can I get some more chicken? Right. Can I get some more chicken, please?
He had a pointy ass hat. Big ass sleeves.
He had one. I know he had one.
He out here making promises to niggas. Talking about if I sit in here for this little 5, he ain't gonna put me in a coma. It's probably a lot of niggas in a coma right now, fucking with him.
Well, there it is. Thank y'all so much. It looks like the jail is unanimous on that one. Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. I want to give a shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, CP, and Lulu. Of course, I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all next week on another episode. Peace, guys.
Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.